Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram,
and I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right, and we got a special guest for everybody today.
That's right, introducing all of, from the way of Canada, Mr. Greg Morton.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and I'm a huge fan of the show.
Hey, as thank you,
As you can see.
Nice.
It looks good on
this
you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
This shirt looks so good, I didn't even wear pants with it.
That's how we prefer you wear.
And you know what? It fits well.
Good.
It holds your man boobs. It pulls them tight, right? So it makes them look more muscular. But I look really good in this, man.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
I wore this in Vegas. Everybody were reading, looking at my shirt.
Really? Wow. Hey, thank you.
We got one more subscriber from that. Thank you very much. Somebody
was paying attention.
Yeah, Greg Warren's rocking that shit.
That's right.
One guy was reading my shirt so hard. He didn't recognize me until he looked up at my face. What the hell did that say? Oh,
nice. That's hilarious.
But this is the coolest shirt I've ever seen, guys.
Wow.
Thank you.
It really, really is. I mean, you really went overboard.
Well,
thank
you. You went too far. I mean, how much you spend on this thing? I want you to do my shirts.
I mean, all in all, it all depends.
Look at this. Look at the bling.
Yes, the bling. Thank you. Thank you. Hello.
Right?
Hey.
You gotta have some style when you're rocking it. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Appreciate it.
I've been checking out a couple of your logos too, like the Morton Salt one. That one, I love that one.
Well, that's good, but it's not like the salt. Yours.
Yeah,
yeah, that happens to me all the time. And people can never pronounce my name. I don't know why, but they can't. And let me bring this down here so you can hear me better. They always, I get more 10 or more N, which I really hate.
Really,
you more N?
Yeah. Yeah, and I wasn't even thinking, you know, I was recording my CD, and the guy came up to me and says, I'm going to introduce you. Is there any way you want me to, anything you want me to do special? I should have said, yeah, pronounce my name right. That would be good. And he said,
Greg Morton. I go like, oh no, but there's nothing I can do. It's on tape. Why do they do that? All the millennials, they dropping vowels and consonants and stuff. It's
probably come from the like when Martin show was out and it was Martin, Martin, and it was like Martin Lawrence. That's probably where it came from.
That might be it. That's awesome.
And this was a white kid, so hey.
Hey, wow. Martin Lawrence. Pretty damn hit.
Greg Martin.
Yeah,
all right.
It all depends on who's hosting. They want to try to make it seem right. They're trying to pump up the crowd. You know what I mean?
I was so focused on my own thing and what I was going to do, I didn't even notice until, of course, the recording was finished. And I'm like, what the? Hey, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
Right. So I like, you have the recording out.
Some people get it right. The album came out great, and now we have to wait.
Oh, okay. You're putting it together?
No. It's nothing like that. It's a really crazy thing that's happening right now with SiriusXM. And what's happening is all the artists have gotten together. This lawyer that represents the family of Robin Williams and George Carlin, they are suing to get paid for the writer's rights, the author rights.
Mm.
You follow me?
For
all of their stuff, which is what you should do. Yeah, when you hear Martin Lawrence, when you hear Martin Lawrence, or if you hear a Robin Williams bit, who is one of the most popular people on Insta, what do you call it again?
SiriusXM,
thank you. Okay. He's one of the most played artists.
Okay.
Him and George Carlin.
Okay.
So you can imagine all of that material. Well, they wrote it. They should get paid for that.
Yeah, the royalties. Yeah.
As well as the actual, for recording, for playing the recording. Because let's face it, if you listen to terrestrial radio or even, I don't know, Spotify, what have you, the person who wrote the song gets money as well. In fact, they get more, right? More than the people who sing the song.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to straighten all that out. And if they do, all of us are going to get a lot more money once we get our clips on, Sirius and Spotify and things like that. So it's a thing that's been hanging out for a long time, and now finally it's going to happen. But it happened before I got my thing on Sirius. But hey, it's a good thing. It's all good. Once it happens, we all going to get paid.
Right. Yeah. Hey, that's the bottom line. But they were doing, didn't they say with like recording artists, like rappers and people,
singers,
died, like the company still makes money off of their music,
correct?
And like, not the, I don't think the families get majority of that money.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but yeah, I'm sure that's an issue as well.
You know what I'm saying, like with Tupac,
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine it's probably in the will, unless they don't have one,
right?
And if they don't, well,
yeah, and then the recording,
shame on them, but
I mean, the recording studios, then they just take ownership of everything, unfortunately. Yeah,
so did you? Announce
to show you there are vampires in real life, right?
Oh yeah,
right.
So you have a tell us what's going on with you right now. You got a show on Sirius now?
No, it's an album. That's I recorded it at the Funny Stop the last time I was there.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, and it's called In the Future.
Okay.
Did you guys ever see that bit In the Future?
I mean, we've seen the show.
We saw your entire show.
Yeah, we've seen the entire show.
You guys sound like you're on gummies. Hot gummies.
Well, those make me sleepy.
Now, hang on, we saw the show. Go ahead. What were we going to say?
No, we saw the show. Actually, I think we saw the first show, but I don't remember the exact bit In the Future, though.
Yeah, no, I just know at one point when you go into your performances, impersonations and all that stuff, but I don't remember In the Future bit.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Why was
very memorable.
No, man.
Very memorable material. Yeah, well, that's it, guys.
Not at all, man. Look, you were, like I said. Look at him.
I'm done. Done with you guys. This is going in the rag drawer. That's where this is going.
That's two purposes.
Oh my God, I gotta get some sun.
You look like me. What? So your body looks like mine.
I know, it looks like you're hiding inside me.
Oh man, so that's exciting.
A lot of things are happening.
What show did you do the recording at when you were
there? What show? Every show, damn it.
Oh, so you just splice them together from there. Okay. So that's just how you do it.
When you record an album, you got to record every show because everyone has a potential of being the best show.
Right. Okay.
And sometimes you have to take clips from other shows. I was very lucky that we had one banger show that I would say 98% of the material from.
Okay.
And that whole thing went on the album, and then there was the editing. That was the next thing. And it's coming out on 800-pound Gorilla Records. You've probably heard of them, right? A lot of comics use 800-pound Gorilla.
Okay. We're learning. Nope. Yeah. Never, I'm not familiar. Yeah,
no. Those are comics who like, have albums.
Yeah, like yeah, we don't have albums that we're not there yet, sir. We're getting there. Write that down. 800-pound gorilla.
800-pound gorilla.
That's
sure.
Right. When you get your thing together.
Listen, we'll people, see them. See, this is knowledge out here.
Every time Mr. Greg Morton is on a show, he's dropping gems.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have sponsors or not, but I don't want that.
No, we don't.
No. We're working on those.
Well, let's hold some water up. Let's hold our water bottles up.
Yeah, there you go.
Sponsor. <Yep.
laughs> We got them. We guys got to hold the strap.
That's right.
No vocals, nothing. No, I got a tight 10. I'm working on I got a good 15. I'm looking for a solid 20 minutes.
All right. Well, Justin, you can release an EP.
Really?
No, it's a joke, man.
I was going to say, straight 15.
An EP is one of those
15 minutes they used to release.
A single.
Yeah, it's like a single. It's an extended play. EP stands for extended play.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Straight 15 minutes of fire. That's what I'm saying. It's not single. People do 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they? What, 30-minute singles or 30-minute
specials? Special.
I think that's the perfect time, don't you?
30 minutes? It depends. Like you can't do yours in 30 minutes, no. Man. Heck no.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, 30. Well, I guess, yeah. Most, but the big guns have an hour special, right?
Yeah. Well, we watch you do over an hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had crowd participation. I remember that. The guy got on stage. You know, did that make the album? Because that was great.
No, because he's drunk. And
okay. All right.
This album is clean.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you do a clean album, you get more airplay. So that's what the goal was.
I know I got offered to do about 20 minutes, but I had to be super clean. And I was like, I got 5 minutes of super clean.
Wow.
Ten of decent, maybe. Well, it all depends on what super clean is. You know what I mean? I could talk about religion. I don't talk too bad about it, but it's talking about religion off the record.
Yeah, what
on super clean.
I mean, when you talk about clean, like
if you want to light a fire in a church basement, I can't think of a better way than to start talking about religion. What, you must have lost your damn mind.
But it's clean. It's clean.
It's also controversial. I mean, like, let me hear it. Let me hear what you did.
Well, I basically just talk about, you know, churches, you know, they talk about being the house of God. Meanwhile, he ain't never there. You know, all they got is leftover wafer cakes.
And they would go, Yes, he is. He about to strike you down right now.
But I talk about if they gave mushrooms at church. I said if they gave mushrooms at church.
I know, I heard you. Say it again.
Yeah, if they gave mushrooms at church, then they'd really see the Holy Ghost.
Well, that's a good joke.
Yeah, is that terrible? It's not bad, right?
It's not clean.
Okay, well that's
it's
good.
It's a drug reference.
Okay, well that's all. That's all I'm saying.
What do you mean that's all? That's not how it works.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking as long as it's not swearing, you know. Oh my God. Well, that's what was your know.
What was your closer? Abortion?
I do have one of those jokes, but that's not in my material at this point. That's not in the set of fire.
Okay.
That's
just, all right.
Know, no, yeah.
All right.
No, I try and stay away from those controversial things, but you know.
You're scaring the hell out of me. I mean, if I were a corporate booker, I would be scared to damn death right now.
Justin, now we need an hour clean. Super squeaky clean. Now what sort of material do you have?
Well, I got something about doing mushrooms in church and how God would show up if you did some mushrooms. Then I close out with this abortion bit. It's hilarious. And it comes out to about 10, 20 minutes. The rest of the time, I just go improvise.
Oh, no, I talk about fingers and buttholes.
You can't
fingers
you
that, in buttholes? How was that clean?
That's not a part of your clean set, right?
Yeah, that's definitely not part of the clean set. I already know that. I already know where that lies.
How old are you, Justin?
I'm 44.
Oh, okay. So hence the finger in the butthole.
Yeah, when you have some knowledge to pass on, Greg, you just gotta get it out there to people.
Now, when did you get checked? How long ago?
Oh no, I haven't yet.
Well, no. Why are you doing fingers in the butthole jokes? Sexual. Usually that's around, you know, 50, sexual. Between yeah, 50 and 60.
It's sexual thing.
Oh, it's sexual. Oh. Yeah, you know what? Good for you for keeping it autobiographical.
You know, I like to preach what I've found in life. That everyone does, but doesn't talk about very much. You know, it's those things. You know, you find out where to go. It's funny.
Cool.
See, not to everybody. Think. Not to everybody.
Well, you know what? It's that's his lane. That's what he likes to talk about.
He should stay in it, right?
That's it. Yeah, that's his lane. You know, don't
come into our lane, Justin. Stay the hell out of our lane.
And, oh, don't worry. I don't think I'm invited into that one.
No, that's
me and C are in the HOV lane. The HOV lane of comedy.
you know, my material is actually I got a few borderline things, but a lot of my stuff is clean.
Yeah, his is pretty good. Yeah,
it's okay. A while back. I saw you with a puppet-like character.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me about... What's his name?
I just call him the baby.
The baby?
Yeah, it's like Star Wars and the child. We're not very original. I just...
yeah, right? The child.
Tell me about that. Tell me about that character. Where can we see that? Because it looks like, it's you know, whatever you're doing with him is going to be pretty exciting. I was looking forward to it, but I didn't see any more information.
No, I got to bring them back and I have to order a new one. And they're kind of expensive. They're about $300. So.
Ooh, okay.
I know. I can get a real kid for less than that on the internet. So, but I love that routine, the baby routine.
Hello, mommy.
You know, I do the little voice and everything.
Right.
Oh, so fun. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it. I'm saving it, guys, because I want people to see it again.
Okay, that's cool.
But I've got to rewrite it. People get upset.
Oh, really?
They get upset because...
Well, you know.
It's not clean.
Maybe wants a milk.
Oh, in the windows. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Ah.
Yeah.
Maybe wants a milk.
Now you're talking Cordell's language right there.
Pretty much. But yeah.
You're hilarious.
Yeah.
That's why you like, what show was it?
What show was that?
Martin.
Price is Right.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
What? I never heard this. This is all new to me.
Well, basically, you know, I did a little skit. I said, you know, I'm so jealous of you, you know, millennials, and you guys got, you know, access to everything on your phone, and all I had was The Price is Right. And then they'll, you know, they'll call like Sarah Johnson, come on down, and all I had was doing too. You know, that's all I had. You know?
That's funny.
That's all I had. You know, yeah. The Price is Right. You know.
Yeah, that's funny.
As yeah. They run down the stairs. As they run down, they're excited. They're jumping around. They name that call. You know, that's all I had. Yeah.
On TikTok,
and the girls have a mind of their own. Sometimes yes. They jump together. Sometimes they jump.
Left and right, you know.
Separately, yeah, right, left, right, oh, center, left and center.
And I enjoy all of their actions. Like anything they wanted to do, I just enjoy it. You know.
In fact, I think that's a prerequisite for the Price is Right.
Right?
You have to be at least a 44D.
Right.
At least that's the minimal requirement.
If you want to get called.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now on TikTok, they just do it in slow motion and get thousands of views, hundreds of thousands of views.
It's ridiculous.
Are you guys on TikTok?
Yes.
Yeah, we post clips, but we can't compete. Great. We can't compete.
Yeah, we can't compete with the people that have accessories like that. It's like
they shake booties and they get
millions of views.
Millions of views. We post a sensible clip and it gets
600.
Guys, don't get discouraged. You just got to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, feel comfort in knowing that the Chinese government has all your personal information.
That's what we have comfort in.
The U.S. government has all of ours, too, so it's all
good. Yeah.
They're sharing it, flip-flopping it. You know, they already see how terrible my credit is, so good luck.
Are you on TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't post regularly because my stuff takes a long time. What I've been doing is I do animated cartoons, just quick little short things. They're really quick and fast, and
they take forever.
Things like that can go viral, but it takes a long time
forever.
To do.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. I admire that because I know exactly what it takes. Not only do you got to create the character every frame, you got to animate, go over, sync up the audio. Oh yeah. Yeah. And then if you got other things involved, good luck.
I had this right? I had this idea to do a meditation video because there are some meditation videos on TikTok. And so I do a Deepak Chopra. And this is Deepak Chopra. I want everybody to just breathe. Now hold it. Okay, exhale. Not that much. Okay. I go through a whole meditation with Deepak.
Oh, man.
See, that's the beautiful thing about being able to do voices. You could make so many different, I mean, not only just cartoons. You know what I mean? That's the beautiful thing about cartoons and animation. You know what I mean? If you have that ability, you can create.
Do you guys do any voices at all?
He does more voices than I. No.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cordell, it's your turn. Come on. Don't forget, do you mess up your hair a little bit? Because you're doing a character.
Yes, buddy. I do characters. Yes, buddy. Yes.
That's good. I thought that sounds more like real people.
Yeah, he does accents. Right? That's what he does.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
You know, they won't let you do accents on television anymore.
No.
You know, I think it's because so many people do them badly.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's true, right?
Well, you know what?
Because back in the day, they did accents all the time. And now right. It's... But everything's so PC now.
Probably wasn't good back then either. Sometimes when you look at some of the stuff.
Well, I you know what? Look.
To be fair.
I mean, look. I got four favorite actors. Morgan Freeman is one of them.
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's right. He
yeah, Shawshank Redemption. Andy. Him and that pick. We won't break out of here.
He did Nelson Mandela sounding just like Morgan Freeman. I was like, how?
I've been in this jail cell for a long time. And I need to be free.
Well, so they talk about John Wayne playing Genghis Khan.
That wasn't that crazy. That was crazy.
It was.
It is when you play clips, because obviously I don't remember watching it, but when you see clips and you're like, wow, people accepted this for like, it's good.
What were they thinking? Yeah. They did that all the time.
Yes, they did.
Well, we know what they were thinking. The bad thing, but yeah. That was terrible. That's where it's real.
But you know, all of those things should be in context. You know, you view them in context. I mean, it's a different time.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I know, but yeah.
Hey, listen, look what we went through.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about we when I say that. I mean Cordell and me.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, look at the old Al Jolson pictures.
Yeah, with the blackface.
The blackface, all the minstrel stuff.
Yeah. Well,
you can't, how many black people in America? You can't hire a real black person.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. And that's one of the things that, you know, you hear all of the terrible things about an individual, but, you know, Bill Cosby, you know, he wanted a black stunt person when he did the I Spy. And wow. He didn't, you know, they had a white guy with blackface to be his stunt double. And he said,
that's ridiculous.
He didn't want that.
That is the most ridiculous thing ever.
It is.
I mean,
you think people aren't going to notice that?
I mean, you could tell when it's a different actor sometimes.
Sure. You just look at the hands.
Yeah. I'm talking about even if it's a different actor of the same color, you can tell differently on stunt doubles sometimes, let alone like a different color.
Right.
You know, it's like.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Wow.
Yeah. So he pretty much was the spearhead for like the black stuntmen in Hollywood, you know, Bill Cosby was.
Yeah. Well, he did it a lot, you know, for entertainment.
He did
a lot for television. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, what came up and, you know,
his rep has been tarnished.
Yeah.
His legacy.
Yes.
We're still in that. We don't know how that's going to turn out. Maybe in time.
Right.
I mean, I guess it's one of those things where can you separate the art from the individual?
Well, people do it. It all depends on what artist they decide to do it for.
Right. They do it all the time.
They do it on an individual basis. Believe that.
Yeah. Right. That's true. 100%. That's true.
Because they may say something about I was going to say, they may say something about Bill Cosby, but I still listen to Michael Jackson music. I still listen to R. Kelly music. I mean, you know what I mean? There's people that will.
Well, you know,
for one,
here's what I believe. Here's what I believe. Does it really come from them? They are just the vessel.
Right.
They're the body that all that stuff comes in. It comes through. You know, that's right. If when you get to that level, it's not even from you.
Right. Yeah.
Or your brain. It just comes right, you know.
Correct. I get that. I believe that. And I understand that.
I mean, that's all. No, somebody's taking money.
Justin, I don't know where your words come from.
Somebody's
Justin, yours.
Is you have bodies over there?
Yours comes from mushrooms.
Well. And God rains down upon the ground, and mushrooms arise, and they feast, and they find spirits.
Let me ask you guys a question. Why aren't you wearing your own shirts? Is that an old version of it? What is that? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
I like this one better.
Yeah. Well, this is a sweatshirt I made.
Y'all just make one shirt or what and then give it to me? What happened?
Yeah.
What did you pay for that? Was it a lot? You don't have to tell me the exact amount.
Yeah, no. I mean, immaterial is my time. I made it personally.
You made it? What?
I made it for you.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah, he makes them.
This is the only one of its kind or what?
Yes.
Of that one. Yeah.
You need to start printing these, man. This looks so dang good.
Thank you.
Really good. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Is it always about 25 to produce? What?
Probably. It all depends on if I make it. I mean, it's just time consuming and, depends on how much I get the shirt. And
so this is a $45 shirt.
It could be. If you mark it up.
well, see, the thing is, this is how it started. Like he designed the shirts. They're available on Amazon and Redbubble.
Not that
kind. Not that one. But it was like those are exclusive shirts
for our guests.
And then I'm like, I feel a certain type of way because I'd be like, how his shirt better than mine? You know.
My ideas evolve. I made one, and then I see other vinyl, and I'm like, that's a dope color. I think that would look nice. And then I try and ask somebody, like if we have a guest, I say, what's your favorite color? I try and implement that, within the color scheme.
Well, so. You must have said to me, what's your favorite bling or something like that?
Well, that's how they all
go. So decked out. Look at that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks good on you, man.
Yeah.
So you got
kind of Kanye t-shirt. A limited edition.
I'm glad you feel one that print, way.
It, it, one print only.
It's an exclusive.
It is
an
exclusive. Yeah.
You got too much talent.
Well, I'm working on it. Trust me.
That's amazing.
I'm in the process there, Greg. I'm trying to exploit it. Yeah, we're working on that. Don't worry. Okay. We're on year two. I'm on year two working on it. I've been bottled up. Time to put me in, coach. That's
but
it.
You know what? 2 years is not that long to be in it.
I know. That's the scary thing.
You know that, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. We're working on 2 years.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I always say, like, what does it do? I go, 1 year is a benchmark, then three, then five. It's all the odd numbers. Then seven, and then finally, 10.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is another odd number. And then it goes, and then you'll feel another bump at about 20. Obviously, you'll go like, well, you know what? I think I know what I'm doing. Wow. I kind of know what I'm doing.
At 20 years, that's when you realize
he thinks he has every answer right now.
How would you say that?
Well, you know what I mean. Finding your own voice.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And your groove.
I mean, once you find your own voice, now it can happen sooner, but I mean, once you find your own voice, then you don't have to work so hard. You just open your mouth and funny stuff comes out, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, that's the thing. Now, do you have a specific spot you work on, or do you do your stuff on the road? Like when you're,
Go to people's houses and work on it.
Do you have a specific club do you work out in?
Oh, a club? No. Where am I going to go?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like right now I'm so busy. I'm on the road in that. What I do is I just try to squeeze my new material in between other jokes. And sometimes I do it up at the front. And a couple of weeks ago, I was in Utica. Late show. Smaller crowd. I'm going to try some new stuff.
Okay.
I tried about about 5 minutes. And then after that, I go, not bad. I recorded it, and then I go back, I listen to it, what do I need to change, to tweak, right. And then I go back and try it again. Okay. But sometimes that's not even easy because, oh my gosh, you know, you bring out your little children and they're not so great because they just came out of the womb and they're covered in afterbirth and they're kind of sloppy and messy and you got to clean them up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
You know, audiences today are not as forgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They want the fully formed, washed up baby.
Right.
You know, without the dent in the head. You know, sometimes they come out with a dent in the head. You got to smooth that out. A lot of people don't know that. That's what the mother's job is. You come in and just smooth that head out.
Yeah. And stuff. I think they.
That's what happened to you, Cordell.
Yeah, I think they did this. It was like this. Because look at that. My kids say my head is shaped like a thumb. They say I got a thumb head.
Well, you can use that for hitchhiking.
Right. Hey. Hey, so, you know.
Why are you stopping? I saw your head.
Yeah, so, hey, you know, that was actually a question that we prepared, and you just answered it. We prepared that question, like, you know, how do you...
Wait, like, fake it till you make it, huh, guys? No, I'm kidding.
No,
I'm teasing.
No, seriously, because really we was like, oh, yeah, that was one of our questions because it was like, when you came, okay, you were coming here.
Yes.
And we were going to ask, like,
virtually.
Well, virtually.
No, you were supposed to come to the Funny Stop.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Right.
Yeah.
So our question was, what will, you know, like, how do you do that? Like, will we expect to see new material, all new, completely new? And you just answered our question. Like you said, you throw in your new stuff. In between, and you know,
you must be out of your damn mind. This is a lengthy process.
Yeah.
It really is.
Oh yeah.
Right now, I'm on year one of my new act.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell them.
Yeah, I got to start all over again. I got to get rid of all of that stuff now. So as I get new things, the old things are gonna move out. Now some things I'll keep because I like them.
Right.
Yeah, and some things I will retire.
Okay.
That is hard. It is hard to get rid of your children, especially when they're good. No, but what I'm saying is, it's a natural evolution. You should strive for that. You know, look at Norm MacDonald. I mean, that guy, very prolific, wrote all the time. He didn't believe in just doing the same jokes all the time. So
right.
If you're a stand-up, I think that's where you should head, in that direction, you know, and it's hard to do, but the more you fall down, I think the easier it gets. I would say that would be my only regret, is not writing more. I wish I had written more, you know, earlier.
Right.
Well, actually, I did write a lot. You know, there's a lot of stuff I don't do anymore. That's true. And you know how I know that? Because I've had some things sent to me. It's like, hey, you remember this? And you're like, wow, I don't even do any of that stuff anymore.
Right.
And that was, you know, in a 10 minutes here and a 10 minutes there, you add all that up. Well, that's, so it is possible, guys.
Right.
It is possible. I just think that it's important, too, to take what you've got and just polish it and keep polishing over and over again until you finally get that nice pristine piece and then, because you learn a lot with the, when you're polishing.
Oh, well, that's what I'm trying. Like I said, I only have, you know, the 10, 15 minutes I have that I've done consistently in different order and this and that. You know,
you're polishing the crap out of that, right?
You ain't lying. I saved that for my baby wipe material.
And that's another thing that I feel like I have to do.
What's that? Is polish, Cordell?
Yeah, it is polish my material, and I have new things that I want to try out. But it's like, for me, like performing. Like I said, I've been doing comedy my whole life, but performing on stage, I'm working on 2 years, and it's like,
I don't understand that when you say you've been doing comedy your whole life. What do you mean by that?
Instead of my schoolwork. I was making people laugh.
Yeah. But you wasn't getting paid for it, was you?
I wasn't getting paid for it, no. I was making right. people laugh.
Huge distinction.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's the big difference.
Right.
Big time. That's what I'm trying to do.
When you start doing it and you're getting paid for it, then you are officially a comedian. But
right.
Otherwise, right. you're just some a-hole from work.
I've made $100.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's great.
I think about 110 so far. Yeah.
Doing comedy. From multiple sessions or just one?
Yeah. No, it's been, I've hosted a few different times. Got paid 25 bucks, you know, 40
nice.
Bucks.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
A little bit here and there. Nothing big, you know. I'm still.
Was it cash or check?
Yeah.
One was what? Cash App, right? Or or Zelle or something?
Yeah, it was Venmo. Venmo. Yeah, yeah. Well, that was another comedian sending me something for, you know, we did a show and, you know, people donated and he paid me. He was cool. He could send me the money. I left because of the weather. I'm like, I gotta get back. You know what I mean? I didn't sit and wait around. And he sent me the money. So he did a great job. You know, that was my first paid gig actually. So that was awesome. So I'm working.
It can happen.
Yeah,
it can happen. Yeah.
Well, I have to ask you this. I know you gotta, you know, we gotta wrap it up. But before we go, man, you're like 61, right?
Four.
Amazing.
And what it, you know, for us, this, you know, that's like looking forward to a stage. The road life can be very like. Your food choices are low. Like, can you give us some advice or tips? Like, man, you look amazing. You know what I mean? You look great. You look like you're like our age or younger. I'm 47 and you're like 20 years my senior. Give us some tips on like how to, you know, look and be healthy on the road. And
okay, sure. I get one of these shirts. That's what I would say, number one. That's what I like about it. I mean, it actually looks like I have a body, for God's sakes. But you know, the road, don't eat too much junk, that's for sure. And I'll tell you something, don't drink, don't even start, because there's so many toxins in the alcohol. It makes you age faster. Smoking too, same thing. Don't smoke. That's the other thing.
I am
go not. For walks. Walk, man. Walk. If you can't use the gym, at least walk or do yoga or something like that.
That's what I need.
I gotta just start doing yoga again. I know that. Keep up my flexibility. Because as you get older, you kind of stiffen up. I really need to do that. And I think get into a routine. I mean, that's the toughest thing to do. Because when you're on the road, everything goes, you know, oh, la-di-da, I'll just eat here. Oh, it's convenient. I'll eat this. And oh, I'm tired. I'll lay down. And then it's showtime. And oh, and you don't get anything done.
Right.
But if you have a routine, something that you do all the time, you can get a lot of things done. You can get a lot of work. You can be super busy.
Right.
I'm not talking about, you know, getting to the 12th level in Mario or something, you know. I mean, you can get a lot done. So
yeah. So you do have like a, you say you go for walks. Do you do any other cardio things like bike riding? Like you're built like a cyclist.
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm not, you know, I have ups and downs.
Okay.
You know, I don't sometimes I'm kind of heavy set. My stomach, for example, you know, is the only thing keeping my pants up right now.
At 64, you're allowed a little good, I think. You know what I mean?
Well, that, what happens is when you get older, you lose your ass. Your butt just, I don't know where it goes. It goes somewhere, but it just, I think it goes to your front. It goes to your stomach, your tummy, your belly.
I didn't think you were wearing pants.
I never, you know.
I was talking about earlier.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Hey, you know, yeah. Greg Morton, you've been a pleasure as always.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Any new projects? Any, you know, let us know what you're working on, how they can reach you. And
I can't tell you a damn thing.
Okay.
I'll tell you what though? It's going to be exciting though.
All right.
It's going to be exciting.
Awesome. Yeah. Where can they reach you?
When I find out, you gonna know. So just check in with me, and I will give you the double details.
You got it.
All right.
That's right.
We'll make a show out of it. That'd be good.
Hey.
Then you'll have lots of questions.
Instead of just one.
It wasn't about questions, it was about conversation.
No, that was a good question. It was a good question. No, it was. We talked about it for 5 minutes. That was a good question.
Yeah. You've always dropping gems and, you know, and I appreciate it. How can people get in contact with you? How can they see some of your work?
There's this thing called the internet. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Greg Morton Comic. And you can go to my website, gregmorton.com. That'll have all my tour dates. You click on that. I would suggest you be a subscriber because then you get a fast blast of where I'm going to be. And I'm going all over the country doing a lot of stuff, and things are really happening right now. So we'll see. I hope to see you guys soon, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry it wasn't this time, but next time. We'll make it next time.
Yeah, yeah, because I put in time at my 9 to 5 for that.
I was looking forward to hanging out all weekend.
I know, me too, man. Me too.
All weekend to hang out with you.
Thanks, yeah, I know.
So will it happen before
getting this red mark removed from my forehead?
I know, right? Yeah, let's hurry that.
That is got to be the most distracting thing. Go ahead, keep going.
Will Cleveland see you before 2023? Well, Northern Ohio area, Northern East Ohio area.
I don't know.
Okay,
I have no idea. I can say right now, not before Christmas, but you never know.
Right,
but it doesn't.
Well, I'm sure you'll let us know whenever it is, and we'll put it out there in the airwaves. That's for sure.
Yeah, now I got to put a cancellation post.
That's right.
Because I posted he's coming.
That's okay. All right.
Sorry, guys.
I know. Hey.
Things happen.
That's the career of a comedian. You never know what's going to happen. Something's going to come up.
Yeah, meetings. I ain't going to the fun and stop.
Like, F that.
I got things to do. All right, Greg. Hey, it was a pleasure.
All right.
Once again, take care. Thank you for your time.
Namaste.
Be safe.
Thank you, guys.
Hey.
You too.
Thank you.
Midnight Podcast. Midnight Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.